From the KBIA newsroom in Columbia, I'm Elena Rivera. Missouri Attorney General Josh Hawley is taking a first step towards entering the race for U.S. Senate. Hawley spokesman Scott Paradise confirmed yesterday the Republican will launch an exploratory committee this week for a possible challenge to Democratic U.S. Senator Claire McCaskill. Big-name Missouri Republicans and donors coalesced around Hawley as a favored candidate to challenge McCaskill. She's among 10 Senate Democrats running in states won by President Donald Trump. An exploratory committee will allow Hawley to start raising money for a bid before he announces a final decision. While he had close to $1 million in estate campaign coffers at the end of June from his 2016 race for attorney general, he can't use that money on a federal race. Alex Cartwright, former State University of New York System Provost and Executive Vice Chancellor, took over as MU's chancellor this week. His arrival marked the first day MU has had a non-interim chancellor since the end of 2015. A major issue for MU and the system has been a decline in state funding. Cuts to higher education funding have forced MU to trim about $60 million in reserves and more than 400 jobs. MU's first-time freshman enrollment has also decreased about 40%, from 6,500 3 years ago to a little over 4,000 this year. But Cartwright said when he took the job that there's room for optimism and for MU to become a premier public research university. Missouri lawmakers' emails haven't been considered public record. As Jason Rosenbaum reports, a lawsuit is seeking to change that.
Missouri Alliance for Freedom is going to court to get Republican Senator Rob Schaff of St. Joseph to turn over some of his emails. The nonprofit group, which advocated against mandatory union dues, says the public deserves to know how legislators are influenced. If the group's lawsuit succeeds, Charles Davis of the University of Georgia Journalism School says Missouri would join more than two dozen states that release legislators' emails.
Politicos can get really nervous about public records that show the depth and the scope of their relationship to regulated industries, to lobbyists.
Schaff has been critical of other nonprofits, including a group set up by Governor Eric Greitens' staffers that don't reveal their donors. He has said the lawsuit is retaliation. I'm Jason Rosenbaum.
An appeals court has revived a man's lawsuit claiming police violated his civil rights in 2014 when they arrested him during the protests of the Ferguson, Missouri police shooting death of Michael Brown. A three-judge panel of the 8th U.S. Circuit Court of Appeals on Tuesday reversed a judge's dismissal of Duane Matthew Jr.'s case against police. He was among 10 people who alleged in the lawsuit that police used excessive force against Ferguson protesters in the days after 18-year-old Brown, who was black and unarmed, was shot and killed by white officer Darren Wilson. A judge last year threw out the lawsuit. The 8th Circuit revived only Matthew's claims. I'm Elena Rivera, KBIA News, Columbia.